identification purposes, here are Tim and Nick.
Before we start, two things.
Yeah, firstly, have you seen the adverts for that magazine, Creative Lovemaking? What's all that about, then? Great shag, darling. Yeah, and look, we made this lovely vase. Also, the best laid plans of mice and men. What exactly are the best laid plans of mice? Mouse plans. One, eat semicircular hole in skirting board. Two, look for cheese, avoid mouse traps. Three, run away from cats. So what are the worst laid plans of mice? One, take over ICI. Two, go bowling.
Safety instructions for listening to the Skybirds. One, remove all naked flames from the vicinity of the radio as the show is inflammable. Two, try to listen at the same speed as we are speaking. Three, this show is best listened to before February 1986.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome this week's special guest, Ken Campbell.
Hello.
How's it going, Ken?
I've found some lost property. Just shout out if it's yours. Semtex? A hoe? John Craven's career? A millie? I've got a theory about lost property based on Kevin Keegan's book, Lost Property is Not Lost and It's Not Property. Is it all right if I just keep it all?
Yeah, fine.
Right, now I'm going to do some spoon enhancement. Look at this spoon. It's rubbish. Now wait. Now look at it. Bloody brilliant. Thank you very much.
That was accountancy. If you're drinking Bacardi.
The Plain of Marathon, ancient Greece, 410 BC.
What a fantastic victory over the Persians after extra time!
Who shall be the messenger privileged to take this news back to Athens? What about you, Rebocus?
How far is it?
26 miles, 385 yards.
Now piss off, running yourself.
Well, what about you, mighty Umbro, great spear carrier from Ithaca?
No, I did the news of the victory over the Phoenicians, and I got a groin strain in the battle.
Oh, come on. You, Adidas, you've been carbo loading. We'll all sponsor you, 2 drachma per mile or 10 drachma if you finish.
Oh, look, I'm only up to a bit of light road work, and I haven't got my kit.
Yeah, you can do it in this chicken costume.
All right, then, I'll give it a go. And try and get near a celebrity like Socrates, so we can see you in the commemorative frieze.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Try and beat 3.5 hours.
Bye.
Noble Lord.
What are you doing? Why have you got that great big stick?
I bring great news. We are victorious at the Battle of Pole Vault.
The people who answer the phone for the Samaritans have all kinds of other jobs, except one. They're never plumbers.
Hello. I'm in trouble. I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah?
Help me, for God's sake. My husband's left me.
Well, you want to speak to Chris, really? He does separations.
Put him on. I'm desperate.
He's not here. I can give you his mobile.
Can't you help me? I'm going to jump out of the window.
Well, we could send someone round to have a chat about it.
Now! For God's sake, now!
Tuesday? Between 6 a.m. and midnight? Stay in all day? Thing is, I haven't got the right piece of advice here, so I'll have to order it, you see. What about this weather, though, eh? Hey, who advised you last time? Cowboys, they were. Hello? Hello?
B Baker Street.
Come on, Holmes. Play Come On, Eileen again.
No. No more Texas Midnight Runners. I've come to a decision, Watson. We must get more involved in consumer issues.
Oh.
And be more confrontational in our investigations.
What was that, Holmes?
Lord Baskerville?
There he is! There he is!
Lord Baskerville! Lord Baskerville!
You're on private property!
Never mind that, Lord Baskerville. My name is Sherlock Holmes. We want to ask you a few questions about your second-hand horse business. A lot of people are very, very unhappy about it.
Clear off my property or I'll set the hound on you.
Are you threatening me, Lord Baskerville? Is that a threat?
Look, can you get him to stay still for about half an hour, Holmes, so I can take a photograph of him?
Put that silver-tipped ebony cane down, Lord Baskerville.
Right! I warned you!
Christ! Leg it, Watson!
For identification purposes, I am not a barometer.
Yeah? Have you got Raiders of the Lost Ark? I can't see it on the shelves.
Nah, BBC Two have got it.
BBC Two?
Yeah, they're showing it tonight. Might have the other one. Should be over there. Oh, hello, Mr. Gray. Bringing back, are we?
Yes.
Got your card? Yeah, Channel 4. Righto.
I'm bringing back Peter Greenaway season. I think there's £2 to pay on the cook, the thief, his wife and her lover. And I want Diva out again.
Oh, you're always showing that, aren't you?
Yes, well, it represents colour supplement chic meeting pop art surrealism.
Yeah, well, it's back by 6 tomorrow is what it is. Now clear off. Hello? Oh, yeah, Mr. Burt. I'm sorry, Mr. Burt. If BBC One have lost their card, they can't have anything. No, not even cartoons. You'll just have to do another chance to see Panorama.
Hi, I'm from Carlton. I've come in to reserve our Christmas Day blockbuster, Cape Fear.
Oh, yeah, you'll be lucky. Sky have got everything.
Everything?
Well, I can do you The Story of Coventry City. Bob Holness's Tai Chi Workout.
For Christmas Day?
Take it or leave it.
Oh, all right. The Bob Holness.
And make sure you wind it back this time. Thanks to you, Tyne Tees showed 2 hours of a blank screen. They had to say it was a Derek Jarman.
Okay. And can we have 42nd Street for tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, you can. Thing is, Anglia accidentally taped over a bit of it. It's got 20 minutes of one man and his dog in the middle.
Oh, never mind. Thanks.
And don't return it through the letterbox this time. All right, we're closing in 5 minutes. Hang on a minute, I think I've got... Oh, dear. BBC aren't going to be too happy about that.
And now on BBC Two, a change from our advertised programme. Instead of Raiders of the Lost Ark, our family film is Sony VHS Head Clean Tape. Hugh Brynner and Miriam Stoppard. Secrets of the Famous. Number 2.
Hello, my name is Brian Perkins. My secret is, I'm afraid of snow.
Carlton! Hey! Can we not knock it? Back on the red!
As a commentator.
So we'll just watch it on the telly, the telly, the telly. Watch it on the telly.
Oh, no, it's on Sky.
So while the Irish are tackling, the Italians are shooting, the Nigerians are dribbling, we'll be shopping and dipping.
And I'll be washing the car.
Can't even watch it on the telly, the telly, the telly. Watch it on the telly, because it's on Sky. We can't watch it on the telly, the telly, the telly. fun. Watch it on the telly, because Tom's gone.
Do I not like that?
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
I'd like 2 Beadles of Barrymore, please. And I need a pot of outdoor boff.
We've only got indoor boff. For outdoors, we'd recommend a 6 Smith of Essler or an 80 of Loose Hanrahan. Very cheap. Covers anything.
Okay. And I need something for the bass. Something heavy, won't be seen much.
A nice ready-mixed cecum? It expands as it gets older.
Oh, okay, yeah. Now, it'll all need insulating. I thought a Sissons of Dimbleby?
Yes, well, there's all different types of Dimbleby now, but none as good as the original. You want some nice, tough Paxman. It's impervious to everything.
Well, that's something to cover the worn Aspel.
Well, your professional Edmonds is very, very popular, but I can't see why. There's nothing to it.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of that bright slattery.
Everywhere, sir. Everywhere. Everyone uses slattery. Picks up the dirt a bit too easily, though.
Well, I'll take a dubba of Vorderman. And are you still doing bags of Wogan?
No, not for ages. It all went off.
Just give me a tarrant-necked Witchell and a Schofield.
Right, Schofield just comes in grey, but you can paint it. And if I ask, sir, what exactly you are building?
It's just a little monk house for the Graham Garden. What I do need is something to kind of join it all together.
You could use a bird, but it does cost a fortune, doesn't seem to make any difference, and all you get is rolling news.
Hello, everyone. And welcome back to our regular feature, the Skyver's New Age DIY. Each week, Mel and I tackle those nagging little jobs around the house by going into a trance and communing with the Earth's primal life energies. This week, installing gas central heating.
Yeah, that's right. Pete and I have got, like, this really transcendental boiler together with pipes and radiators and stuff, and we've totally thrown away the instruction book because it was, like...
Really oppressive.
So we've used crystals for guidance, and you can hear that the boiler's making this really great hissing sound, and I've written a poem about it. The hiss of our gas central heating boiler is like a wave breaking on an eternal shore, except on an eternal shore you don't get quite the same overpowering smell of gas.
So now Mel is going to do her Gaia dance of the spirit around the boiler. And I want to lead you all now in a chant of boiler, okay? So, boiler, 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 boiler. O boiler, thou art the essence of boilerdom. The spirit of boilerishness is within thee.
Basically, I think that the boiler is reaching out to us, symbolising the hissing of the wind. We should enter into a psychic dialogue with it, using another vital element, fire. So if I just strike this match...
No pain, pain, pain. Gaia is angry. Gaia is angry.
Gaia has blown up our house. This means we're going to have to phone up that bloke from North Thames Gas, and he's going to be really cross. He's always so disempowering.
Oh, painful spirit of gas boilerdom.
When we used to go on holiday, my dad made such a big deal of packing the car boot that NASA hired him to pack their space rockets.
Small things fast. Where are the air beds? Are you not taking any? Who's this satellite? Can't you put this by your feet? If you want to make yourself useful, Buzz, take the dog round the block. I know it's ridiculously early, but you wanted to be at the moon by 3. Was your overnight bad, Neil?
Apollo 11, what is your status?
Mission Control, we have a problem. We cannot locate the badminton rackets.
Okay, Apollo, this is Houston. I'm going to hand you over to Nick's dad.
They were on the top! If they're not there now, you must have moved them!
have you been?
Daddy's got no trousers on.
That was an evening out, if you're drinking Bacardi.
Boom shakalak.
I've got one of these new interactive TVs. It's a complete disaster.
Hello. You going to watch me again?
Yeah, come on, put the football on.
You watch a lot of ass TVs, don't you?
Yeah, it's good. Channel 4, hurry up.
Bruce? If you like football so much, why don't you go and play some?
Be quiet.
I'll save you the bother. Manchester United 3, Norwich 0.
Oh, you bastard.
Why don't you watch Planet of the Apes? You look like you should be in it. Why don't you scratch your ass again, fatso?
Piss off. Just because you're not NICAM.
Have you got any friends?
Yeah, tons.
Where are they then?
Shut up.
Why don't you ring one of them up?
Oh, I've had enough of this. I'm going to have a cup of tea.
Hello? I'm your pickle. Are you sure you want a cup of tea? Well, I just have water if you're thirsty. It's just something to do, isn't it?
And now, thought for the day, with the Reverend Beverly Eden.
Hello, yes, it's Bev the Rev. Remember when Jesus calmed the storm? Well, I feel a bit like that this morning. I've come onto the air to pour oil onto troubled waters and have a chat with you about that ever so tricky and topical issue, women in the priesthood. Now, there is really nothing to fear, neither for men nor for John Selwyn Gummer. We're not going to swan into your parishes with our bunty collections, heated hair rollers, deodorizers, exfoliants, facial saunas, holly hobby notelets, depilatory creams, hat boxes, pressed flower collections, jam making kits, wet wipes, riding rosettes, Donny Osmond posters, quilts, cuddly toys, and exercise trampettes. Well, not until we've given the vicarage a ruddy good spring clean. No, I firmly believe that the house of God, bless him, has coped jolly well without us up till now. And I don't intend to change anything, except a few things. Well, I felt that God's house, bless him, needed a bit of a woman's touch, so I've done a bit of rejigging with the pews at the back to make the font more of a focus, soften some of those gloomy old tombs with some colour-coordinated throws and scatter cushions, and shag-piled the aisle, nave, and pulpit areas. Oh, and I've got rid of all that stained glass. You couldn't see a thing through it. Communion will operate more as a sort of rolling buffet. So I've knocked a serving hatch through to the vestry so that God's table, bless him, is now self-service. Now, the Sunday evening service in our church, that's St. Peter's Nook, as we now call it, is now at 7. Well, I'm afraid even God, bless him, will have to wait till the clothes show's over. Which reminds me, Jeff Banks is coming to St. Peter's Nook next Saturday to do a bit of a feature on me and my habits of the cloth variety, thank you very much. Now, for women about to enter the priesthood, you'll probably be in need of a bit of advice and guidance. My only advice is to please choose a colour scheme which is right for your personality. You might like to pick up a copy of my Colour Me Spiritual magazine. Reverend Sheila discovered that she's a winter person and so needed the bolder epiphany colours, whereas Reverend Paul is a spring woman and opted for the peachy Pentecostal range.
Bumped into my old action man in Woolworths the other day. I knew it was him because his scuba gear was covered in Tippex. His realistic hair was thinning. His gripping hands gripped with arthritis. He's become a new age traveller. And instead of saying action stations, he now says, we're definitely leaving on Saturday. He's published his diary from all those years ago and he gave me a signed copy.
Monday, July the 1st.
dog got me. Tuesday, left on stairs. Dad fell over me and buzzed me out of the window. Spent 3 days under a bush until... Thursday, go parachuting with the Rice Krispies free Brontosaurus. Get caught on power lines. Brontosaurus melts. Saturday, hand-to-hand combat with Garfield. Head came off. Sunday, decide to leave. Try to say goodbye to Madame Cholet, but all that comes out is, prepare to attack. Monday, become Tory MP for Chepstow North. Tuesday, join Foreign Office as Minister for Foreign Affairs. Meet PLO, who are represented by Captain Scarlet with a tea towel on his head. Friday, signing ceremony at the UN for my treaty achieving total global disarmament. Dog got me.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Confusing Horse Names Classic. The runners and riders are as follows. Number one, moving up on the outside. Number two, on the rails. Number three, followed by. Number four, in the lead. Number five, in third place. And number 688, coming last. I know, even that bit's quite confusing. Over to you, David Frankham.
Well, they're under starter's orders, and they're off, and it's on the rails, taking an early lead, followed by moving up on the outside. Behind them in third place, coming last in the lead, and followed by. As we go towards the canal turn, then, it's on the rails, moving up on the outside, neck and neck, followed by in the lead. Over to you, Harry Thompson in the grandstand.
Harry's just popped out. to get a kebab. Can I take a message?
No. So it's back to me very, very quickly, and then it's over to you, Donald Walker.
So with 2 furlongs to go, which must be, well, I don't know, a couple of 100 yards, I suppose, it's in the lead, moving up on the outside on the rails, followed by in third place, coming last. No, I'm sorry, that should have been moving up on the outside in third place, not coming last, who's moving up on the outside. Because on the rails is in fact followed by, who's in third place as they come towards the line, it's very, very close, moving up on the outside on the rails, is coming last, takes it. What a thoroughly confusing race. Back to the yacht. The studio.
Right, how do they feel, sir? This is the very classic brogue type of shoe at $79.99.
Yeah, they're very nice, sir. Yeah, I'll take them.
That's excellent, sir. And here's the Elastoplast.
Sorry?
The Elastoplast, sir. It's included in the price.
What do I need that for?
Well, it's part of our new honesty policy, sir. Everybody knows that new shoes feel all right in the shop, but for the first fortnight, you're always crucified with agony. You put up with it for a bit, and then you go to the chemist for Elastoplast. This just cuts out the middleman, really.
But I don't want Elastoplast.
Fair enough, sir. We offer an alternative pain acclimatization service. You just sit here, and Eric will drive this white-hot rivet through your ankle, and it sort of cauterizes it. Eric? Could you get the white-hot rivet from downstairs?
Hang on. I don't want a white-hot rivet driven through my ankle.
Oh, you mean you want the instep done?
No, I don't want a white-hot piece of metal touching me anywhere.
You don't want the Elastoplast? You don't want the white-hot piece of metal? What do you want?
For $79.99, I want a new pair of shoes that aren't crucifyingly painful.
Oh, sir, get real. Searing pain for a fortnight with new shoes is a much-loved tradition. In fact, we're campaigning to have it extended to other items of clothing. We're selling ties that you can only do up a bit too tight for the first 2 weeks. We've got vests made of this rather doormat bristly material, which after 2 weeks chemically reacts with your chest and turns into silk. And we've got umbrellas with great holes in them, which after 2 weeks' continuous use in the rain sort of heal up.
Well, they all sound great.
There you go, sir. Oh, and there's something else for free. This pair of jeans, which for the first 2 weeks are so tight... You get an ambulance on standby outside your house. And then after that, well, they carry on the same way, really.
Right.
Forty Minutes presents Insect Hospital.
Bee Doctor, who's the duty wasp?
I am. What is it?
435 ants who've had boiling water poured all over them.
Saucepan?
No, kettle. Back doorstep.
They've had it. Comfort them while they're twitching. I've got to patch up this spider. Has he been to X-ray?
Yes, 2 legs missing and 54 fractures. Got stamped on. Mind you, he was lucky. They were wearing football boots.
Prepare him for theatre, nurse. What's all the buzzing in casualty?
Wasp fell in a glass of beer and his mates brought him in.
Put him on a leaf in the sun. Now, who's still waiting?
There's more moss in again. Dazzled, concussed and a bit burnt.
Never learn.
Also, 3 flies have inhaled some fly spray and a wasp with a fractured thorax says he was smashed by a newspaper. But it looks more like a magazine to me.
What's this?
Worm, chopped in half by a spade.
You know the rules. Head, thorax and abdomen, or they're out of here.
He'll have to go to the Mollusk Hospital.
Actually, he seems okay now. There's two of them.
The press are outside. They want a statement on the Queen Bee.
She's in the private wing with Mr. Locust, the consultant.
Oh, there's also a blue bottle in casualty. His mother says he's off his dog poo.
Maybe it's an allergy thing. Try him on some horse floppy.
Insect news with me, Brian the Grasshopper. The Queen Bee is in hospital, having swallowed a gnat bone. Presents of pollen and brightly coloured flowers have been arriving from well-wishers. Other news. A lorry has hit four midges on the M25. A midge spokesman said they are all completely dead in little hard bits on the bonnet. That won't come off even if you wash it.
That was A Human on the Wall documentary.
Hey. For identification purposes, I am not a toucan.
Some religions have their own brands of humour and lots of their own comedians, but as far as we can tell, there is only one practising Buddhist stand-up. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Yaxley.
Hello, everyone. Hope you're all feeling centred. Have you ever noticed how it is you're just about to reach supreme enlightenment and a bloody phone rings? When it's a Bhagwan, not a Bhagwan. When it's a sunyata. Not too many Buddhists in tonight, then. Again. I went to see my yogi the other day. I said, how do I achieve bodhisattva? He said, hey, boo-boo, smarter than your average bear. Or, knock, knock. Dalai.
Dalai who?
Dalai Thompson. Or... Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're given great karma. Remember, take the Buddhist view. The fourth bridge. Why don't they just wallpaper it? My name's Mr. Yaxley. Good night.
The Skyverse is written and performed by Nick Golson and Tim DeYoung, with Peter Bradshaw, Melanie Gedreich and special guest Ken Campbell. It featured the voices of Alan Dedicote, Andrew Crawford and Patrick Allen, and original music composed by Joan Magnusson and Simon Britt. The producer was John Naismith.